from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
He says, it's so funny watching Dame not get these calls that other guys get nightly, man. LOL. I just don't understand. Let's try and make some sense of this, shall we? I'll start first. I just don't think they're going to give him the calls because Giannis gets so many. Because he gets the free throw line so much. I think part of this is they don't want two guys on the same team going the line 10, 12 times apiece every single game. And unfortunately for Lillard, when he was in Portland, there wasn't anybody else. So they were comfortable making those calls and him being the only one that got to the line. I mean, if you think about it, Milton never got to the line a ton, necessarily. Holiday didn't get to the line a ton, hardly ever, really. I mean, so those guys really never got to the line a ton. Maybe you can go back and tell me, because you're the numbers guy on this podcast, the last time an NBA team had two players averaging 10 or more free throws a game, I don't know who that would even be if we go back and look. Because when Wade and Shaq were together in Miami, Shaq was towards the end. So I don't even know back then how many average free throws he was averaging. That would probably be my closest guess, maybe. Kobe and Shaq, maybe. But 10 free throws a game is a lot. And so that's why I think part of this is, and again, this just is my thought, that they're not going to blow the whistle for Lillard the way they did in Portland, because there's Giannis and he's going to get the whistle before Lillard, because two-time MVP, the whole deal. So he's going to get more of that respect than Lillard does kind of going forward. Now, maybe that whistle changes in the playoffs. Maybe then they'll start giving him that whistle once we get to the playoffs. But in the regular season, that's the only justification I have. I have no other justification. That's all I've got in my brain. Marzion, you tell me what you got in your brain.
Yeah, he did really have a good whistle to start the season. It felt like it seemed like he was getting a lot of the calls. He was getting to the line a ton. And, and again, just because he's not getting to the line as much, I'm not saying that's just a matter of him not getting calls. Some of it is he's taking a little bit more jumpers lately. He's been staying more on the outside. But it's felt like lately, you know, the last couple months, it's like he just hasn't gotten all those whistles. It seems like he's getting bumped quite a bit on these drives. And, just not getting those calls. And I do think that having Giannis, as you said, makes a difference with the refs, where they're like, we already know they have a guy that gets to line a ton. We're not going to, you know, again, the other guy is not going to get the benefit of the doubt on these close ones. Whereas, you know, I think if Dame's still in Portland, they're more comfortable giving him these calls because he is the star player. He's the guy getting to the line a lot, you know, and really the only guy getting to the line a lot. So, I don't hate it, though. I don't hate that he's gotten a few less calls, because I do think in the playoffs it probably gets stricter, if anything, the whistle does. So kind of like that, he's going to have to get used to dealing with that a little bit and used to like scoring without always getting to the line. Cause you know, at the beginning of the season, it was like, okay, he's shooting pretty horribly, but he's getting to the line a ton. Well, that's good. You know, I like that he can do that, but in the playoffs, you might not always be able to rely on that if they're calling things stricter, if you're, you know, just not able to get those calls. So, you know, this could help down the road if this is how it's going to be called in the playoffs. He gets more used to how to deal with it. And, you know, tonight, I thought there were a couple times he could have gone to the line. Overall, this was a tough game for him to score in because they were doubling him on every single pick and roll. They were completely blitzing him. He only took, I think, 14 shots. And so this was a tough night for him to score overall. You know, I didn't kind of pretty quickly in this game, I kind of saw, I was like, I don't think he's going to score a ton because of how they're defending him. So I didn't mind that he didn't get to the line or get many shot attempts tonight. But I thought he opened things up, just his presence for everyone else, allowed them to hit a ton of threes. So, yeah, but again, I think in the long run, this could be good that he gets used to dealing with this type of whistle.
When Doc Rivers took over this basketball team, he was asked about Beauchamp, Andre Jackson. Nobody really brought up AJ Green, but it was mainly those two guys. And Doc Rivers said, well, one of them is going to have to play minutes here for us to do what we want to do this year. And AJ Green kind of was that guy for a little bit, and then that's gone. Now it's just garbage time for the most part for AJ Green. Are we looking at what we think is going to be what this Bucks team is going to look like now here going into the playoffs? You're simply just not going to see Jackson, Beauchamp, and AJ Green in this rotation come playoff time. And what Doc wanted to do is simply not going to happen. They're not going to get these guys playoff minutes unless it's a blowout one way or the other.
I mean, probably. I don't mind Beauchamp not playing. I don't think anyone should be complaining too much about that. Andre Jackson, I mind it a little more in the regular season because I just want to see him get some reps and like get a sense of what you have in him. Because, you know, again, he has those stretches where he looks good defensively, and there's definitely moments where you're like, it can't hurt too much to just throw him out there, you know. But when their defense is playing well, it makes more sense. Like, they've been playing better defense, so you don't need him as much. When they were struggling defensively, you know, again, that Mavs game or that Grizzlies game before the All-Star break where they in that third quarter, the Grizzlies are making everything. It's like, throw him out there, see what you can get out of him, like in a game where you're struggling defensively. I want to see them do that. But, you know, I'm not going to act like Andre Jackson's like this, oh my God, they need to play him more, because like, let's be honest, he has been inconsistent. He doesn't look like he's completely ready. So whatever. And then AJ Green's the one that I want to see play more. But again, at the same time, if Pat's going to play like he has lately, you understand a little bit more Pat Connaughton playing over him, you know, because before it was like, there's no reason to be playing Pat over AJ Green. Well, lately Pat's hitting his threes, playing better defense. He just seems to be, you know, playing better overall. Okay, I understand it a little bit more. You want to kind of go to with the experienced guy. Like, you want to, as Doc said earlier, like he was like, we're going to need him later. You know, we're going to need him. So we got to get him ready. We got to get him playing time, get him reps, all that. I think Doc just knows which guys are his front runners and which guys are like the ones that he's going to be going to. And it's like, well, if we're going to go to them later, we might as well play them now. Like, there's no point in giving reps to guys you're not going to play much later, because you want to be as prepped as you can be for the playoffs. So I think that's how he's looking at it. Again, I'm not saying that's what I would do. I would still be giving these guys some playing time, you know, give them some stretch, but he's obviously, I don't think, going to do that. So it looks like it's going to be largely, you know, Pat Bev, Gallinari, Bobby, you know, that's kind of the bench unit, Jay Crowder. So, yeah.
Tell me what Gallinari has added to this team since he's been here.
Nothing. Not
that's
yet.
That's right. Not a damn thing. He's no, a body that runs up and down the floor, back and forth we go. We just watch him run back and forth. I mean, he's burning calories, so that's good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse run.
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.